The third and the final are is that the Gemara brought a braisa which discussed kiner mitzvah v'tayra and two milas that Torah has over mitzvah. Number one, mitzvahs l'fisha and Torahs l'olam, and number two, that avera mechaba mitzvah ve'in avera mechaba Torah. And the Gemara said, how do you know that avera is mechaba Torah shenem ata pasik? It says mayim rabim lo yuchlu lechabu yisaso ahava. Mayim rabim does not have the ability to extinguish ahava. If you look at Rashi, dibra maskel lechabu yisaso ahava. Zok Rashi do Torah. It's referring to Torah. The chesiv, the pasik says heviyani el beis hayoyin v'digloi olai ahava. Beis hayayin is referring to Torah. V'digloi olai ahava. So you see from here that ahava. What's ahava? Ahava shirashirim is all a mashal. What's the nimshal? What's ahava? Ahava is the ebishto. It's through the Torah. That's what ahava is. And then Rashi concludes with two cryptic, mysterious words. Says Rashi, yayin soid. Yayin is soid. If you look in the Hagoyis V'Tzioinim, if you have a Gemara that has Hagoyis V'Tzioinim, so they say that Rashi in Yaakov has a different gersa. The gematria soid yayin. The gematria of soid is yayin. Yayin and soid. A lot of gematrias today, a lot of easy math today, are both 70. And there's some shaykhis between yayin and soid. But Divrei Rashi is a little bit tzarech bir. So I found in the Sefer Divrei Torah from the Heilige Michas Aluza, and this is in Madura Tinyana, it's Sif Tes. So he brings this Rashi, and he says, "V'lochayre hu pela, my boy, moire neinu Rashi, lefarish bazeh dafka, ne'en avera mechabe Torah shenikra hava yayin soy daika." Rashi got involved in yayin being soy. Mashma, it's a little bit mashma, the niglois ha-Torah, that the nigla of Torah she'en on soy dois, which are not soy dois, b'emes avera mechabe oisa. U'minayim oisa, where would Rashi have gotten that from? Rashi's up, he's learning up this sugya, that when we say that Aver is not Mechaba Torah, what it means is Torah is Hasoy. That's what sounds like Rashi saying. Have Yayin based Hayayin, that's the Makar to the Zinyan, and Yayin is Soy. Oh, so you mean this is Negei, Soy is HaTorah. It sounds like that's what Rashi's saying, is with the Michsaluza. And Michsaluza is bothered. He said, where'd Rashi get this from? Like Mechatesi. What's the Indian to this? So he says, Alavade Balkorchach Nira, the Rabbeinu Rashi Bolashmienu, Kidivir Rabbi Seinu, Mitalmidea Balshem Tevakodish, Chusi Yogan Alein. This the Chazal said, that if a person learns Torah, he's going to be zoicha to or, and even if he does averus later, but the ma'ar sheba, the or of the Torah, is going to be machzal muta. Loyal pulpulei atayra hanigel sano blvat nemru hadvar. It's true for pulpulei atayra, but it's not only true for that. Rather, it's referring beikar to Torah sa'emes. It's referring to the Svarim Hama'irim Umalivin Libois Mnei Yisrael Limud Chachmas Ha'emes. And it's with regards to learning Teres HaSoid and Primius HaTorah that a person can be Zoicha to an R, where he'll be Zoicha to Hamar Sheba Machsalamutav. So said the Michas Aluza that this Gemara, this Dovar Achar, that you find that Avera doesn't have the ability to be Mechaba Torah, Al derech v'diglo yolai ahava, it's referring to Teres HaSoid Be'ikar. That Teres HaSoid, if a person learns Pnimius HaTorah, so the Pnimius HaTorah creates an oil, a fire inside a person, where right now Hamor Shabbos can be Machsalamutav, and that is the oil of Torah oil, and that's what we mean that Ein Aver Mechaba Torah, it's referring to this Inyan. It sounds like real, real Chassidish HaTorah. In fact, Michsaluza brings it from the Besht, and he quotes a lot of the Greiser Rebbes here in this piece, that they said that this Inyan of Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Ar is Be'ikr, a person that learns Torah Se'emes, it's Be'ikr Negei, a person that learns Primus HaTorah. But I'll tell you something interesting. Me Inyan le'Inyan, very much, but is the Inyan, in the Torah of the Vilna Gaon. The Pasuk says in Mishle, this is in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk says as follows, Pam Bachutz, Pam Berechoivos, Ve'etzel Kol Pino, Seroiv. That's the pasuk. Pam bachutz, sometimes outside. Pam berechoves, sometimes in the gas. The eitzel kol pina, and by every corner seroiv. Seroiv means to ambush. Every corner you're being ambushed. So the Goyin says like this. The Goyin says pam bachutz is kloimar, but oisin alaim dem pshatei atayra. It's referring to people that learn Torah al pi pshat, which is referred to as chutz. Chachmos bachutz tarayna. Pam berechoves, it's referring to oisam alaim dem drushei atayra. Shenikre rechoves, that's what the Goyin says. A person that learns Torah be oifem shat, a person that learns Torah be oifem drush, what? So the Gaon says you have to look at the previous pasuk that is describing the Yetzer Hara. A person like that, the Yetzer Hara has a shtickel shlit on. However, ve'etzel kol pina terev. But a person that learns Torah, not bachutz, not beruchayves. His Torah that he learns is inside. It's in the corner. It's tucked away. It's hidden. Which says the Gaon is referring to someone that learns the Torah of remez and the Torah of side. Over there, the Yetzer Hara can't get him. You know what the Yetzer Hara does? He's terev. He's ambushing him. He's waiting for him. He wants him to come out of his corner, and then he's going to attack him. But Kolkama, this person is on some level immersed in Teres HaSoid and Teres HaMS. The Yetzer Hara has no shlit on him. So Pam Bechutz, Pam Berechoyves. A person who learns Teres Pshat, he learns Teres Shrosh, he has to worry about the Yetzer Hara. Come move in. A person needs Shmir from the Yetzer Hara. But the Eitzel Kolpina Teres, a person that learns Teres, Al Derech, where he's learning Remes and Soid, Terev, he's going to wait for him to come out of his corner. But Kol Kama, he's inside his corner. At that point, he's going to have absolutely no shlita on him. I saw in one of Rabbi Yaakov Chaim's Sofer Svarim, this is in Hadar Yaakov, it's Chelik Beis, the name of Simon Beis. The name of the Simon is Be'inyam Mailas Esek HaTorah Belimud Chelkei HaRemez VeHoEmes. This is Mamish the Noise that he's talking about. So he brings this guy in a Mishle, and he shtels to something that's brought down B'Shem HaGro and the Sefer Evan Shlema. Again, these are real, real sources we're quoting here. And this is in Perik Ches, it's Sivkot Nechav Zayin. Said the Goyim, Pnimiyas HaTorah, Heim Chayim LePnimiyas HaGof, Shehu HaNefesh, V'HaChitzoyniyas LeChitzoyniyas HaGof. So a person wants a Refuas HaGof, it's Chitzoyniyas. Refuas HaPnimiyas, it's Pnimiyas HaTorah. V'HaOyskim B'Remez V'Soyt, said the Goyim. Someone that's Oyskim and Remez inside, Ein Yetzahar Yochel Iskaris Pem. The Eitzahar can have no shlita on him. I saw on the side of the Evan Shlema, they send you to another guy. This guy is also an Evan Shlema. It's in Perikid Aleph. We spoke about this guy when we learned Masach the Sukkah. The guy over there is talking about Achris Hayamim. And he talks about how Chodesh Tishrei is a remnant to Achris Hayamim. And just like Chodesh Tishrei is made up of Shlavim, you have Rosh Hashanah, Sesame Tshuva, then you have Yom Kippur, and then you have the 4 days of Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and then the Sukkot, and then there's Vatischak Liyoy Machron, which is Shmini Atzeres, where it's the Suda Achas Ketana, that's Mamish Deravin, 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 Deravin. So the Goyin says, Lasa Lavi, it's going to be the same way. There's going to be different levels of how all the Tumah, until finally it's going to be Vatischak Liyoy Machron, where it's going to be Mamish Umolor, it's Deus Hashem Kemaim Liyoy Machasim, and that's why we don't sit in a Sukkot. That's why some people don't sit in a sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, because Makert, on Shmini Atzeres, you show you don't need the sukkah, you don't need the Haganah. We spoke from the Makrai Kodesh, from one of the Italian Rabbanim, where we learn Masach the sukkah, also the Mechsaluzah. This is all old, right? But says the guy, at the end of this shtickel, he's describing Achris Hayom. V'yir Pnimiyas HaTorah B'Hizkalus. At that time, Pnimiyas HaTorah is going to be B'Hizkalus, K'may Achshu P'shutei Shal Mikra. Like right now, P'shutei Shal Mikra is B'Hizkalus. It's going to be b'chutz. It's going to be b'rechoyves. Like pshat and drushes today. V'alkein yeh cheres mikol makatrigan. And that's why in that kufa, the world's going to be free from all makatrim. K'may shakosav le'yorei v'lo yashchisu k'mal aretz deyah. Es Hashem k'mayim l'yom mechasim. There's going to be no makatrigan. Why? It's the goyim l'shitasai. Because in a world of Pnimiyas HaTorah, ein yetzahara yachal iskaris behem. So when it's going to be one big world of his galus, a Pnimiyas HaTorah, so no one's going to be able to be shoylet at all, and there's going to be nothing. If you look at the last shtickle, the pasuk says, "V'chein yayin hamishumer who soy the satira she yiskalu al yedei Moshe." This is mamish nifladik. This is mamish the Rashi in today's daf. Rashi says yayin is what? Heavy yayin beis yayin is referring to Torah. What Torah? Torah sasoid. Torah saemes. The yayin hamishumer, which is the greatest bottle of wine of all time. V'chein yayin hamishumer. What is that? That's the shpitz soy the satira. It's the soy the satira she yiskalu al yedei Moshe. But the bottom line is, we have a married gagoyin. You know what the gagoyin says? That Torah protects a person from the Yetzer Hara. All Torah protects a person from the Yetzer Hara. But there's a bazundere shmira on a level, on a nifladiga level, that if a person learns Torah Emes, he learns Torah Asoid, ha'oiskim b'remes v'soid, ein Yetzer Hara yachal iskaris pem. He has a shmira. And that shtuk, where Akiv Chaim Sofer says, dvarim leflon. He says that vaistois, that even though Chazal say, kol ha'godom e'chaver, yitzrei godom imenu, but if a person's oisik in Torah Emes and Torah Asoid, Torah Emes, the Yetzer Hara has no shlita on him. He has zero shlita, and he says that's why he believes you find there were Gemaras, that Rabbi Akiva, once he became the great Rabbi Akiva, he mamish made litzonis. He brings Gemaras where Rabbi Akiva had the biggest nesionis imaginable, and he was misloitzis with the Yetzer Hara. He was mamish a joke. How's it shaykh? And how does it stem with kol agadom echaveri yitzrei agadom imenu? He says, because Rabbi Akiva, we know, is the shayrish of Teres Asai. Rav Shimon is the Talmud. Rabbi Akiva, like Boimer, right? It's all dvarim that are Dov Be'itei right now. But the bottom line is Rabbi Akiva, who's the Shoyrish of Teres Hasoid. Radal says in his Lakdama, he was Makabu from Rabbi Eliezer. Perkut Rabbi Eliezer was what the Tzaddikim used to learn before the Zohar Kodesh was in Skala Kiddo. But the bottom line is Rabbi Akiva's Teres Hasoid. See, he had Shlita over the Yetzirah and a Nifladig away. But if you think about it, what the Michas Aluza said, B'shem the Besht, is Hein Hein Advarim, come out word for word, I think, what the Goyin is saying. The Gemara said, Kiner mitzvah v'tayra ar. Kiner mitzvah v'tayra ar means mitzvah brings an ar into the world. Tayra brings an ar to the world, but it's not the same. A mitzvah is a ner, and a tayra is an ar. What does it mean? Tup shatim. Dover achar, right? How often does the Braisa say dover achar? Tosis usually says that. Dover achar. It's a dover achar in the Braisa. The esh the chilik is in terms of how it protects. Protects from what? What was the maskaros like? Rabbi Yosef said it, Rava said it. Protects from what? Protects from minachet. That when a person learns Torah, it's a shmira. It's a shmira from chet. But the shmira that you get from Torah is a whole different level. That's ar. As opposed to the shmira you get from a mitzvah, that's only a ner. What was the davar achar? An avera could be mechaba a mitzvah, but an avera can't be mechaba Torah. Rashi said, what does it mean that Avera can't be Mechaba Torah? So he quoted the Pasuk, Yayin Beis Ayayin, V'diglo Layahava, based on the Pasuk that the Gemara quoted, and then Rashi added the words Yayin aside. And Mechsaluza said that what's the Pshat? He said, based on Vashtet in the Torah from the Besh, Torah from the Baal Shem Tov, Schus Yogan Aleinu. That the Oymek Advarim is that although Torahs always are, but at the same time there's a certain R that comes from Torah Sassoid that Avera can't be Mechabed. That's what Rashi wanted to be Meram, is that the spitz of this Indian is Chal in the Torah of Remez and the Torah of Soid. The first Pshat, Lefi, the Torah of, not the Besh, the Vilna Gaon, right? Hamevin Yavin. Lefi, the Torah of the Vilna Gaon is saying the same thing. That this Indian, that Torahs are, that it can be Megim and Achet. Avad is true for Pshat, and Avad is true for Drush. Torah is always Megan. But at the same time, in the Oymek, getting that and tapping into that on the highest level, a person can get a Shmira through what? That Shmira comes from Torah Sasai. It's Elu ve'elu Divrei Lekeim Chayim Mamish. I think all these Goyans over here in Mishle and Evan Shem, there's more Goyans, by the way, but all these Goyans that say this Yisai, it's Mamish ve'hene in Advarim, what the Michas Aluza says, tucked away in Madura Tinyana Tess, in the Sefer Divrei Torah, Pshat that he said over in the name of the Best. Kiner mitzvah v'toyra, a person learns Torah, zeicha ta'ar, it's megan, it's matzel, mena yisurim, it's megan, it's matzel, mena chet. A person learns Torah, it's something he has forever. Even an avera can't be mechaba Torah. It's true for all Torah, it's true for Torah pshat, it's true for drush, but even more so, if a person is zeicha to tap in a little bit to pimiyas ha-Torah, then he's zeicha to that on a madrigan of flaw. Say in the first pshat in the Gemara as it relates to the chilek between kiner mitzvah and Torah, and say as it relates to the last pshat in the Gemara as it relates to kiner mitzvah and Torah.